One, it's a little early, but I want to say Merry Christmas to you. It's the third Sunday of Advent, and we still have 10 more days to go until Christmas Day, but we're going to have Christmas potluck feast after the service today, and you're all invited and more than welcome to join the feast. But before that, you have to listen to my message. I know you want to go downstairs right away, but you have to listen to my message. I'm sorry, but this is my job, so I got to do my job. And today I want to share one of the famous Christmas stories from the Bible. It's a story about shepherds who found baby Jesus in the manger. Let us pray before we serve.
一言お祈りしたいと思います。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの皆を心から褒めたたえ感謝いたします。第3アドベントを迎えました。そして今日私たちはクリスマス祝会を予定しております。どうぞこの礼拝があなたによって祝福され、ここに集われたお一人お一人が主をどうぞこのクリスマスの豊かな恵みに預かることができますように、この時間を豊かに祝しまた導いてください。また今日この場に来ることのできなかったお一人お一人も今いらっしゃるところにあって、主をあなたの心に覚えてくださり、慰め支えてくださいますように、すべてをあなたの御手にお委ねし、感謝してイエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So a shepherd, story about shepherd. The shepherd which I am talking is not the dog, right? It's not the dog, it's a job. It's a job's name. And it's a job and it is kind of 24 hours and 7 days a week job. Because shepherds, they have to look after and protect their flocks, whether it's rain or shine, day or night. They have to look after them. And one night, they were staying out in the field and keeping watch over their flocks as usual. Then this happened. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. Of course, they were terrified. I don't know. I just turned 38 this year. I don't know if I'm young or old. Maybe for some of you, I might still young. But the kids now call me Oji-san. So I don't know if I'm a young or old. Maybe in the middle. But physically, I'm getting a little bit older. Because, you know, I remember when I was a teenager, or early 20s, I usually am a good sleeper. So if I go to bed, I close my eyes. Next time I open my eyes, it's morning. So I was a really good sleeper. But, you know, these years, you know, last few years, I wake up at least once per night almost because I have to go for a pee. So I asked my dad how it's going, and my dad is turning 78 next month, and he told me, yeah, you are getting old because I have to go to bathroom at least 3 times or even 4 or 5 times per night. That's what happens when you get old. That's what my dad said. So one night, I woke up as usual and went to the bathroom, but I never turned on the light. Because we have a window in our bathroom, so, you know, it's bright enough from light from the outside of the window, so I usually don't turn on the light. So I went to the bathroom, and I finished my stuff, I peed, and I tried to go back to my bed. Then my wife woke up, and she came into the bathroom, and she found me standing in front of a toilet, and she goes like, and she was so mad, and she told me, I almost died. I almost had a heart attack. And I told her, yeah, me too. I almost faint. You scared me. Anyway, that's what kind of happened in the middle of the night. It's not even a human being. It's a supernatural thing happening. They were so terrified. But good thing they did not faint. So they were able to listen to the message from angel. This is what angel said to them. Don't be afraid. Yeah, right. Don't be afraid. For look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in a cloth in a lying in a manger. And angels start singing and praising with a bunch of other angels because they are so excited, they are so happy because of this good news of great joy. When shepherds heard this message, they decided to go straight to Bethlehem to find out what they had just heard. And in Bethlehem, they found exactly what they were told by angel. It was not a dream. It was real. And it was good news. So they were terrifying in the beginning, but now they were glorifying and praising God. We just went through the story very quickly, but there were three facts today. I have three facts about Christmas in this story which I'd like to share, right? I'd like you to remember today. So number one, the facts. Number one, Christmas is about good news. Christmas is about good news. It was good news for shepherds, and it is good news for me, and it is good news for you, and it is good news for all the people, that, as angels said, it is good news for all the people who hears it. Why is this good news? Because the angel said, a savior was born. Who is savior? Savior saves us from what? He saves us from sin and death. The death which brought by sin, that Bible said. Some people may claim that they don't want a savior, but something else for Christmas present. I don't need Jesus. I don't want a Jesus, but I want something else for my Christmas present, right? Maybe a toy. This Christmas I want maybe Nintendo Switch, or I want a laptop, or maybe I want a new car, I want a new house, money, and so on and on and on and on. I'm not going to say that bad thing, because I buy present for my daughter, and maybe you buy present and give present each other. That's a grace too. But Bible also says, even if you gain whole world, even if you have everything you want, yet lose your own life, you gain nothing. Even you have everything, but you lose your life, you have nothing. And if you have nothing, what can you give in exchange to restore your life? Never. Jesus came to save us from sin, the sin that brought us death, so that we can have new life, the life everlasting. And this life is absolutely free. It's free. You don't have to pay a penny. You don't have to pay anything for this. Not because this life has no value, but Jesus paid it for us. Jesus paid it on the cross with his own life. That's why we don't have to pay. It's free. Bible says, there is no righteous before God, not even one. I know you are all good people, and you might think I'm a little better than a person sitting beside me. I don't know. I know you're all good people, but Bible says, even though you're good people, there is no one righteous. No one righteous before God, not even one. That means we are all sinners somewhat. But there are two kinds of sinners in this world. We are all sinners, but there's two kinds of sinners. One who listens to God, who humbles himself before God and receives his mercy. And one who boasts before God and refuses his mercy. Christmas is good news for everyone, not just for Christians. Christmas is good news for everyone. And this good news is always before us. But it is up to us to receive it or refuse it. And fact two I want to share today is Christmas is real. Christmas is good news, but also it is also real news. Internet. I think most of you use the internet these days, and probably most people cannot live without it now. But you can also find a lot of internet is really useful, but you can also find a lot of fake news there. A lot of fake news these days. But Christmas is not one of them. Christmas is good news, and it is real news. When shepherds went down to Bethlehem to find out what they heard from angel, they saw exactly what they were told. It was not a dream or daydream. It was real. That is why they were so excited afterward. Christmas is not a fairy tale. I mean, I like fairy tale. I love fairy tale, but Christmas is not fairy tale. It is real. It is fact. It indeed happened right on this earth 2,000 years ago and changed the history of this earth forever. As you can see these days, it's changed the history. I know some people may claim that Jesus Christ is not real. I used to be like that. Jesus Christ is not real. He was just made up by some kind of religious people in later history. So what is written in the Bible has never actually happened. How can you confirm? It never happened. And what Jesus promised will never happen. And they are right. Somewhat, they are right. Because this good news will never become real for them. They are right about that. So they are right about themselves, but they are wrong about believers. Because what Jesus promised will come true for those who believe in Him. My wife is in Japan for some medical treatment, and I love my wife. I love my wife, right? If I love someone else, I'm in trouble. I proclaim I love my wife. But whether she believes me or not, I love her. My love is true. But my love becomes like real for her, like in her life, only when she believes it, right? I mean, no matter how much I love her, if she has doubt or no faith in me, even though my love is true, it looks fake for her, right? Christmas is real, whether you believe it or not. But please remember, that becomes real and blessings to you only when you believe it. The gift is on your table. The gift box is on your table. But how can it be yours if you don't come and open it? It's there, but you have to come and open it. And that's what we call belief. That's what we call faith. And lastly, I want to say, this for the last, is just go. Christmas is the day that you go find. You go and find your Savior. When shepherd heard this good news from angel, they hurried off and found their Savior in manger. Christmas is not a day for us to lay back on the couch and wait for present or wait for dinner. Well, present and dinner is great. We're going to have dinner. That's great. But that's not the only thing we do for Christmas. But Christmas is the day for us to go and find our Savior. That is the day of Christmas. So whether you are a believer or not, may God bless you all. And may God make this Advent
on Christmas Day for you to go and find your Savior and receive real everlasting Christmas present.
短く日本語で、ね、要約させていただきたいと思います。今日はルカによる福音書に記されている羊飼いたちのお話から3つのことをお話しさせていただきました、短く要約させていただきたいと、日本語で要約させていただきたいと思いますが、まず第1番目にクリスマスというのは良い知らせであるというお話をさせていただきました。なぜならクリスマスは私たちの救い主がこの地上に来てくださった日を覚える日だからですよね、救いって何でしょうか。救いとは罪の許し、そしてその罪によってこの世界にもたらされた死からの解放を聖書では意味します。別の言い方をすれば、私たちが永遠の神と永遠に生きるために、永遠の命を与えるために来られた、それが救いという言葉の持つ意味ですね。しかし私たちはこの永遠の、しかも私たちはこの永遠の命を無償でいただくことができる、ただでいただくことができる。それはこの命が価値がないからではない、この命が安いからではない、救い主イエス・キリストが十字架にて私たちの罪の身代わりとなってくださった、ご自分の命と引き換えに私たちのためにこの永遠の命の代価をイエス様が支払ってくださった。だから私たちはそれを無償で受けることができる。だから私たちにとって良い知らせなんですね。まあ、ですからもしこの皆さんの中にですね、自分は生まれてからこの方一度も過ちを犯したことがない、ね、そして未来永劫自分は絶対に死なない自信がある、ね、私はもう絶対死なない、私はもう神のような、神に等しい人間だ、まあ、そういう自信のある方がいるならば、まあ、ここにいる必要はないと思います。しかしもしそうでないならば、このクリスマスの話はあなたにとって良い知らせとなるグッドニュースであるということを今日ぜひ心に留めていただけたら幸いだと思います。第2番目に、クリスマスはおとぎ話ではないということですね。クリスマスはおとぎ話ではない。おとぎ話はいいんですけどね、でもクリスマスは違う。イエス様の誕生やその生涯、またその他聖書のいろいろな記述でありますけれども、そういったものについてその信憑性を疑う人々、あるいはそういったことを主張する本、書籍ですね、こういったものはこれまでもたくさん出てきました。そしてこれからもたくさん本屋に並ぶと思います。私たちはそういうものをこれからも見ることになると思います。けれども同時にぜひ皆さんに今日覚えていただきたいことは、それと同じように、でも同時に、聖書がこれまでなくなったことはないということですね。そしてこれからもなくなることはない。どんなに聖書は信じるに値しない、聖書は嘘なんだ、そういう主張や書物がこれからもたくさんたくさん出てくるでしょう。でもだからといって聖書がこの世界から消えてなくなることはない。まあ、そういった書物は流行りが終わるとね、どんどん消えていきますけれども、聖書は2000年以上の間ずっとあり続けています。今でも本屋さんに行ったら買うことができる。決してなくなることがない。神の言葉は決して滅びることがない。聖書に書いてある言葉の通りだと思います。人が信じようと信じまいと真実は変わりません。けれどもその真実がその人にとって救いとなるためには、その人がその真実を真実として受け取る必要があるということ。テーブルの上に箱があって、その中には神様からあなたへの永遠の命という贈り物、プレゼントが入っています。あなたがそのことを信じようと信じまいと箱の中身が変わるということはない、ね、信じなかったから箱の中身が蛇に変わっちゃうとかね、そういうことはないわけです。信じようと信じまいと そこにある箱の中身、そのギフトは変わることがありません。けれどもあなたがその箱を開けてその中身を受け取らなければ、それは永遠にあなたのものにはならない。この箱を開けて受け取るということ、 それが信じるということ、聖書では信仰と言います。クリスマスはおとぎ話ではないということ、空っぽの箱ではないということ、ぜひこの箱を開けていただきたい。それが今日最後の3つ目のポイントでもあり、また神様から私たちへのこのクリスマス願いではないでしょうか。で、最後に皆さんに今日申し上げたかったこと、それはクリスマスがあなたがあなたの救い主に出会うために神様が設けられた特別な日であるということです。クリスマスはあなたがあなたの救い主に出会うために神様が設けてくださった特別な日であるということ。羊飼いたちはその晩御使いから聞いたことを確かめるためにベツレヘムまで出かけて行きました。そして自分たちが聞いた言葉の通り救い主を会話桶の中に彼らは見出しました。探しに行って、そしてその言葉通りその救い主を見つけました。私たちも今日聖書を通してこの神の声を聞いたならば、羊飼いたちのように行って救い主を探すこと、救い主を見つけ出すことを神様は私たちに望んでおられるのではないでしょうか。クリスマスは私たちが私たちの救い主に出会うために神様が用意してくださった特別な日です。今日ここに集われたお一人お一人を神様が祝福してくださいますように、そして本当のクリスマスプレゼント受け取ることができますように心から願いまた祈りたいと思います。一言お祈りいたします。愛する天の父なる神様、私たちの生きているこの世界には本当に豊かなものがたくさんありますけれども、どんなにお金を積んでも買うことのできない本当のクリスマスプレゼント、このクリスマスの日あなたは私たちのために用意をしてくださいました。それはあなたの私たちへの恵みであり、私たちへのあなたの尽きることのない愛であり、私たちに命と希望を与える救い主です。主よ、どうかこのあなたが用意してくださったクリスマスプレゼント、私たちがこの日もう一度あなたから受け取ることができますように、それを見てあなたは大いに喜ばれます。主よ、どうぞこのクリスマスがここに座れたお一人お一人にとって祝福の時、あなたから誠の恵みと命をいただく時となりますように、どうぞここに集われたお一人お一人、またそのご家族、あなたが豊かに祝福し、またお守りくださいますように、すべてを感謝し御手にお委ねし、愛するイエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。それでは今からですね、キャンドルライトサービスを行いたいと思いますね。このろうそくに火を灯していくんですけれども、これはですね、このロマンチックなね雰囲気をこう醸し出してですね、なんか恋人たちを盛り上げようとかですね、そういうものではないんですね。このろうそくに灯すこの光、この光は私たちの救い主を象徴する光です。この罪に支配されたこの暗闇に光として来てくださったイエス・キリスト、私たち人間の私たちの希望の光、また私たちの命の光を象徴するものなんです。ですから私たちはこれから火をそれぞれね回して灯していきたいと思いますが、どうぞこの光がもちろん物理的にろうそくに灯るんですけれども、同時に私たちのこの霊のうちに、私たちの魂のうちにこの救い主イエス様の希望の光が灯ることを覚え願いながら光を灯していきたいと思います。この光を灯しながら、応答賛美、清しこの夜をですね皆さんでご一緒に最後に賛美捧げていきたいと思います。